wish I had a special job, like a knight in the Middle Ages. There's nothing special about me.
Wait, you don't think it's special how you help everyone around you? Did you know that God gives every single Christian a very special gift? I'm Zach. Let's find out more on Keys for Kids. Do you think that there's nothing special about you? It can feel pretty frustrating when you see all the other things people are good at, but you don't think you're good at anything. If you don't know where you're talented, it can help to talk to your mom or dad and see what they think. You might find out your special gift is something you've totally taken for granted. Whatever your gift is, use it to serve God and help others. Just like it says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Our story today is called Sir Brendan. Brendan stared at the rain pouring down outside his living room window. "Something on your mind, son?" asked Dad. "I'm just thinking about spiritual gifts. I don't think I have one," Brendan said. Dad said thoughtfully. "Well, think about things that give you energy and joy. What comes naturally to you?" Before Brendan could answer, his very wet and drippy mom sloshed through the front door. "I forgot the groceries in the car," she exclaimed. "I'll get them," Brendan volunteered. He hopped up and dashed out into the rain. Later that evening, Dad found Brendan in his room reading about knights and heroes in the Middle Ages. "Hey, buddy, I think I have an idea of what your spiritual gift is. You're a good helper." Brendan shrugged. "But that's not anything special." "It is to Jesus," Dad said. "He gave you that gift, and it was special to your mom today, too. You helped her so she wouldn't have to go back out in the rain. You also help our neighbor and lots of other people." "Yeah, but I wish I had a more important job, like being a knight," Brendan replied. "Did you know knights made a promise to serve their king and country? They had a special ceremony and everything." "Well, how about we have our own special knighting ceremony for spiritual gifts?" Dad suggested. Brendan thought about that. "Okay," he agreed. "But I have to kneel down." He reached for a coat hanger and handed it to Dad. "We can use this as a pretend sword." "You're the expert," Dad told him. Then he added, "Do you think this coat hanger is tired of hanging around?" "Dad," Brendan groaned. Clearing his throat and becoming serious, Dad spoke with authority. "Brendan, when you use your spiritual gift of helping, you're serving Jesus, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He gave you that gift so you could show His love to others and bring Him glory." Dad gently tapped the coat hanger on each of Brendan's shoulders. "I dub thee Sir Brendan, helper of others. Now arise, knight, and advance in God's name." Brendan slowly rose and shared a grin with Dad. He was no longer Brendan without a spiritual gift. He was Sir Brendan, helper of others. So, how about you? What's your spiritual gift? The Bible says that if you know Jesus as your Savior, you've been given a spiritual gift to bring Him glory and to help others know Him. Make a list of the things that bring you joy when you do them. If you're still not sure what your gift is, that's okay. Keep serving others and trusting God to help you use the gift that He's given you. Our key verse is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10.
God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another.
And our key thought today, serve God with spiritual gifts. I'm Zach. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids.